WSJM News Now. This is the 5 o'clock news block on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. For the first time, a sitting Michigan governor has pledged to spend tax dollars to beef up security at the state capitol if a commission votes to ban guns in the building. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says that she's open to the state paying for security guards and metal detectors at the Capitol.
I'm hopeful that they will take action to ban weapons in the Capitol. I don't think any legislator should have to go to work and be in fear of their safety and be intimidated.
The Capitol Commission this week voted down two proposals to ban guns due to the lack of metal detectors and security guards. A new survey from the University of Michigan finds half of parents feel overwhelmed by their responsibilities to educate their children at home, and one in four feel they did not have the resources they needed for at-home education. The study's lead author is Shauna Lee, the director of the University of Michigan Parenting and Context Research Lab.
Most parents are working remotely still and trying to facilitate their child's education at home. It's also important to keep in mind most parents don't have just one kid. So they're trying to balance the demands of, let's say, a much younger child, an infant or a toddler, with the needs of their elementary school age child.
Two out of every five parents met the criteria for major depression and for moderate or severe anxiety. Michigan health officials say cooler temperatures expected this weekend should help to control the spread of a mosquito-borne virus that's infected one person and 22 horses in 10 counties this year. Horses can be vaccinated for Triple E or Eastern Equine Encephalitis, but there's no equivalent for humans. Authorities said reducing exposure to mosquitoes is the best way to prevent human infection, including insect repellent and wearing long sleeves or pants outdoors. Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services has also used aerial spray treatment across more than 226,000 acres to try to prevent the spread of the disease. That includes 69,000 acres treated on Thursday night. It's tough enough for many companies to stay in business during this pandemic, but a Grand Rapids man is opening a business. Archie Sudu is a native of West Africa. He's opening Mel Styles LLC, a men's suit store in downtown Grand Rapids on Saturday. So why now?
I know. My store was actually supposed to open before the pandemic, but it's just one of them things that I just decided to do it because I waited a very long time.
Sudu thinks the store with some custom-made suits that he's designed and others' men's clothing will do quite well. He was originally an engineering student but switched to fashion a few years ago. A grant of $250,000 has been awarded by the Consumers Energy Foundation to Kalamazoo RESA for its Youth Opportunities Unlimited program. Consumers Energy's CEO, Patty Poppy, spoke to the group via a promotional video this week.
We are thrilled to provide your program with $250,000 to further the great work that you do.
Youth Opportunities Unlimited provides career training to young people, said KRESA's Paige Daniels.
Paid internships, job shadowing, and so kind of all of those stages of hands-on work experiences, which is really where we see those passions develop, is what we're able to expand with these funds.
The Consumers Energy Grant will enable KRESA to expand the program, reaching teens in Kalamazoo, Calhoun Branch, and St. Joseph counties. It works with 650 young people each year. The grant is one of two awarded by the Consumers Energy Foundation through its First People Awards. Health insurance companies in Michigan have agreed to continue waiving charges for COVID-19 testing and treatments through the end of the year. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services announced the deal on Friday. They said that the health insurers have to make the pledge account for more than 92% of the commercial health insurance market in Michigan. Among the companies are Blue Cross, Priority, and McLaren, among others. They'll waive costs for copays, deductibles, and coinsurance. Governor Whitmer says it's important that everyone have access to those things during the ongoing pandemic. September 20th through September 27th will be Michigan Trails Week. Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trail Manager Dakota Hewlett tells us the state has more than 13,000 miles of trails that can be hiked, biked, or kayaked. He says Southwest Michigan has some excellent trails.
The Van Buren State Trail, the Calhaven Trail, Kalamazoo River Valley Trail system. There's a lot of great trails in the area.
The DNR is also hosting the Michigan Trails Week Challenge. Hewlett says you can register and then log your miles out in the great outdoors. You'll get points for prizes based on your miles.
Anyone who registers at least 1 mile of any kind of trail activity, get one entry. And then for every 5 miles on horseback, you get an entry. Every 5 miles walking, running, or hiking, you get another entry. 10 miles for biking and 2 miles for paddling.
Hewlett says the state's trails are a great place to go to get some exercise in a safe way during this pandemic. We have information about the Trails Week and the Trails Challenge at WSJM.com. And the Mendel Center at Lake Michigan College has announced a new virtual performance for this month that will be interactive. The Mendel Center has used the internet to continue providing entertainment to Southwest Michigan residents throughout the pandemic. It says that slated for September 26th is Ben Seedman Camera Tricks. The show will blend psychological magic, comedy, and sleight of hand via Zoom. Seedman is a magician who's been seen on Netflix's Brainchild and Penn & Teller's Fool Us. He'll offer tricks for the family that they can take part in from their own homes. Anyone who's interested in tickets can check out themendelcenter.com. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. President Trump gave an update on Operation Warp Speed today. That's his administration's program to produce a vaccine against the coronavirus in record time. While holding the briefing from the White House today, the president promised millions of doses.
Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
Other estimates are that the vaccine won't be widely available until later next year. The federal government says it will give farmers another $14 billion to compensate them for the difficulties they have experienced selling their crops, milk, and meat because of the pandemic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released the details of its plan today, saying it will provide, quote, financial assistance that gives producers the ability to absorb increased marketing costs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. And President Trump first mentioned the aid in a speech last night in Wisconsin, a state that's considered vital for his chances to win a second term. The additional payments also illustrate the importance of farmers as a voting bloc to Trump's reelection. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has walked back guidance about coronavirus testing. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more from Washington.
The CDC now says if you've been exposed to someone with coronavirus, you need to get a test, even if you don't have symptoms. This reverses controversial guidance the agency gave last month, saying asymptomatic people don't necessarily need to get a coronavirus test. Health experts criticized that guidance, pointing to evidence many COVID-19 cases are spread through asymptomatic patients. The New York Times reported Thursday Trump administration officials rewrote that guidance last month, despite warnings from doctors to actually ramp up testing. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
A firefighter has died battling a wildfire in California that officials say was sparked by a device used to reveal a baby's gender. The U.S. Forest Service says the death happened Thursday in the San Bernardino National Forest as crews battled the El Dorado fire. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE, has said that the wildfire was sparked by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used for the gender reveal party. The identity of the firefighters being withheld until family members are notified. The cause of the death is under investigation. Wildfires in California this year are blamed for 26 deaths. The Trump administration says COVID-19 concerns will keep the borders closed to non-essential travel. ABC's Alex Stone is more from L.A.
The U.S. borders, both northern and southern, will remain closed to non-essential travel until at least October 21st, according to Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf. He says it's an effort to stem the spread of COVID-19. Wait times at the borders grew in recent weeks, including for U.S. citizens. Lanes have been closed, additional inspections have been set up, and some travelers have been directly notified of the non-essential travel rule by Border Patrol agents.
Forecasters have run out of traditional names for storms in the record-shattering 2020 hurricane season. Today, they started using the Greek alphabet for only the second time since the 1950s. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people were still without power along the Alabama coast and the Florida panhandle in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Officials continued to assess millions of dollars in damage that included a broken bridge in Pensacola and ships thrown on a dry land. Two people in Alabama were reported killed, a drowning and a death during cleanup. Florida authorities were looking for a missing kayaker. Just one more weekend of half-capacity restaurants in Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas says the governor there is allowing dining rooms to seat 75% of their capacity starting on Monday.
Governor Greg Abbott says COVID-19 hospitalizations are dropping in this state because
Texans are social distancing, sanitizing their hands, and wearing masks when around others.
A statewide mask mandate has drawn fire from some of Abbott's fellow Republicans. Alan West, head of the state GOP, thinks a special session of the legislature should have been called to decide on face coverings and business closings.
That's why the people have elected representatives, their state house and their state senate members.
Abbott stands by his mandate. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
New Jersey is monitoring an increase in coronavirus cases at the shore. Aaron Katursky has more.
There were more than 100 positive tests in Ocean County alone, the first time in a while any New Jersey county has hit triple digits in new cases, worrying Governor Phil Murphy.
As we migrate indoors, I worry that folks also begin to sort of take it for granted. For lack of a better phrase, and that concerns me.
New Jersey health officials said the increase appeared due to gatherings, some celebratory like parties, others solemn like funerals. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
State and federal authorities are investigating the mysterious loss of a significant amount of a rare desert wildflower that's being considered for federal protection at a contentious site in Nevada. The Australian mining company Lanier Limited and state biologists are investigating the unprecedented incident 200 miles southeast of Reno. They believe only mammals most likely caused the damage of 2,000 of plants at the only site where they're known to exist. Conservationists suspect a more sinister scenario. They think somebody dug up as many as 17,000 plants while U.S. wildlife officials are considering declaring the plant endangered. Israel's prime minister has won praise on the international stage for forging new diplomatic ties with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, but back home, Benjamin Netanyahu's been under fire for his widely perceived mishandling of the second wave of COVID-19 there. Israel now has one of the highest infection rates per capita, and that's forced Netanyahu to take a very drastic step, one that could further set back the economic recovery of the country. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Here in Israel, we are back under a full national lockdown to combat COVID-19. Israel becoming the first advanced country to revert back to such strict measures. For at least the next 3 weeks, that is through the entire Jewish high holidays, Israelis must stay within about a half a mile of their homes or face stiff fines. That will be especially tough when the new year begins at nightfall and many cannot go see family. Police are manning roadblocks on the highways and patrolling neighborhoods. All public businesses, aside from essential ones, are closed. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
And one Midwest city is making a pitch to host a college basketball bubble. ABC's Ryan Burrow has more.
This week, the NCAA announced Division I college basketball will start November 25th, 2 weeks later than the original scheduled start. The hope is over the Thanksgiving holiday, there will be fewer students on campus, allowing for a bubble environment for the athletes amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But leaders in Des Moines are pitching a college basketball bubble with high major and mid-major teams playing against each other at Wells Fargo Arena and staying at Des Moines hotels. It's still unclear if the NCAA Division I Council will approve non-conference games this season. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast.